Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, you know what? I'm gonna make a do with a do, baby. I'm gonna make it do what it do, baby.
Now, baby, I just wanna take your freaking clothes off. Kiss your body while I take your freaking clothes off. Leave them heels on while I take your clothes off. Leave them lights on, let me see you go on.
Baby, that's my body calling your name. Baby, that's your body doing the same.
So act right, don't show me, back it up, now put it on me. Act right, don't show me, back it up, now put it on me. Now what you wanna do, you wanna get high, you wanna get fired up. What you wanna do, you wanna get sex, you wanna get tired up. Get your body wider, baby girl, lift them thighs up. I think you better rise up, cause I'm about to rise up. What you wanna do, you wanna get high, you wanna get fired up. You wanna do, you wanna get sex, you wanna get tired of. Get your rodeo wider, baby girl, lift them thighs up. I think you better rise up, cause I'm about to rise up. Now baby, holla at me, tell me what you're missing. I can put in work in every position. From the
kitchen table,
we'll all somehow
Yeah. Wake your ass up, everybody. What's going on? You got your fat man up in here coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. You know, that was my man. What is the hell is his name? David Hollister. And I can't stay. What's going on, everybody? Wake your ass up, morning show, 8:10 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Big shout out to everybody that's rolling with me this morning. Big shout out to the Las Vegas LVPPWs. You know what I'm saying? Thick Nation Radio. You know what I'm saying? Everybody out there listening. You got the fat man up in here. We do it real big on Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody. You know what I'm saying? And that makes the topic for today. Is Valentine's Day overrated? Okay. I mean, you got a lot of people running around here and everything, you know, I want to get you a gift and I want this and the other and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? Is it just another day? Or, I mean, is it Valentine's Day special to you or whatever? If you got something to say about it, hit me up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. It's 48 degrees out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. The high today of 77 degrees. Tomorrow, 79 degrees. And Sunday, 77 degrees. So it's starting to really warm up out here, y'all. You know what I'm saying? So if you trying to come out here to Las Vegas and everything, make sure you get your packages and everything like that. Spring break is coming up. You know what I'm saying? And Fat Man and Thick Nation and LVPPW is going to have a lot of shit jumping off this summer and everything. So you just make sure that keep it locked right here to Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show, you know what I'm saying, running with the Fat Man and everything. I don't know if anybody's been following this, Thug Music murder trial. I made a post yesterday, and, you know, sometimes I make posts just to see who's out there paying attention, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, I can make a post about something pertinent, or I can make a post about some bullshit, and it'll catch people's eye quicker than it will something pertinent. We are dealing with a new law. I don't know if it's a new law, but it's a law on the East Coast. It's called the Stand Your Ground Law, okay? And this is a law that gives the right to white people, black people, gangbangers, this, that, and the other, to blow their rival away. I mean, just walk up to them. If they feel like their life is in danger, they could pull out a gun and shoot you and kill your ass and claim this law, you know, well, I feared for my life and things like that. You know, it's just like, oh, boy, you know, done. He's talking about how he feared for his life. You know what I'm saying? How could you fear for your life? And it was a carload of kids, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. But, you know, I made a couple of posts and stuff like that, and I'm saying, like, you know, it's kind of like a black man's life don't mean shit no more. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, who am I to say? You know what I'm saying? So hopefully they'll come back this morning with a guilty verdict, because actually they about to let this motherfucker off, you know what I'm saying, on a non-guilty verdict due to this gun law, due to this law out there in Jacksonville, Florida. Now, they didn't bring up all this new evidence on this man and this and the other, you know what I'm saying? And this man is a fucking racist. I mean, as simple as that, you know what I'm saying? He didn't wrote letters while he'd been in jail. You know, his wife didn't testify against him, threw his ass up under the bus, all of that shit, you know what I'm saying? So like I said, if you got something to say about it, or you want to give your Valentine's Day a shout-out so it'd be heard all over the world, you know what I'm saying, and everything, hit me up, 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. And like I said, the topic for today is Valentine's Day overrated? You know what I'm saying? Is it, I got people going, hell yeah, you know what I'm saying, is it overrated, are we taking it too far, you know what I'm saying, is it just another day, I mean, you know what I mean, if you got somebody special in your life, you should be treating her or him like a Valentine every day, so it won't have to be no special day, you know, to where you figure you got to get chocolates and flowers and stuff like that. Sometimes you need to bring your girl flowers just on GP. You know what I'm saying? Just let her know how much you care sometime. Or sometimes it's kind of best to tell her. That's why we talk about communication. So, like I said, hit me at 347-884-8810. Do you feel that Valentine's Day is overrated? You know what I'm saying? Is it just another day to you? I don't know. Call and tell me. Let me know. You know what I'm saying? You got the fat man up in here. Wake your ass up, morning show.
Last night, sweet last night, me and my woman.
wake your ass up morning show. You got the Fat Man up in here coming to you live from Las Vegas, 8:21 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? That was the OJs and Cry Together. Sometimes you got to cry together with your Valentine and everything. You go through so much shit and ups and downs through the month and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like every day is Valentine's Day. You know what I'm saying? And, I got people saying that it's too commercialized. Big shout out to Gina, one of the LVPPW. She say it's way too overrated. What happened to love notes, homemade Valentines, candy flowers, and the simple stuff. Nowadays, people spend so much money on Valentine's gifts. It's so commercialized. Poor guys are eyeballed and feel they got to outdo each other when buying gifts. So sad. Yeah, that's true. I mean, but shit, if you ain't got no money, you can't outdo no damn body. You know what I'm saying? So you got to get creative. You know what I'm saying? You got to. This is the reason why you got to communicate with your girl and let her know how you feel about her all the time, every day. You know what I'm saying? So when Valentine's Day and these days do come around, you know what I'm saying, usually a woman would be like, well, no, babe, let's do this, or let's do this, this, that, and the other, because we're always doing this, this, and that, and things like that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you got to make sure that you are in tune with your significant other, you know what I'm saying, and everything. So then that way, you know, y'all can be on the same page, and you're not killing yourself in the store. You know what I'm saying? So, Miss Tara Tara is posting up the origin of Valentine's Day, also known as Valentine's Day or Fest of St. Valentine's, is observed on February 14th each year. It is celebrated in many countries around the world, although it is not a holiday in most of them. St. Valentine's Day began as a liturgical celebration of one or more early Christian saints named Valentinus. Several matron stories, I don't know these words, are invented for various Valentines to belong to February 14th and added to later whatever mythologies are popular. I need to bring her on here so she can, because these words and this, that, and the other and all this shit, this is some shit that she didn't read and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to bring Tara on and let her explain the origin of Valentine's Day, you know what I'm saying, because it's a lot of big philosophical-ass words and things like that, you know what I'm saying, and I'm pretty sure she can explain it a little bit better than I can. All right? You got your boy up in here, 347-884-8810. Happy Valentine's Day, or is it overrated? I don't know. You tell me, you know what I'm saying, because it's like, you know, they got these big-ass 5-foot-high set of Valentine's Day bears that, you know, they charge motherfuckers $100, you know what I'm saying, a crack. And my girl Jasmine tell me you could go to Sam's Club and get it for 30, 40 bucks. I don't know. You tell me. You know what I'm saying? It's the Wake Your Ass Up Morning Show coming to you live from Las Vegas, Nevada. We going to be right back in just a little bit. Hopefully, I was thinking we would be right back in just a little bit, but I guess not. Let me get something up in, you know what I'm saying? So hopefully everything will be just fine. I don't know, everything, you know, this is what I'm talking about. Shit going to freeze it up and everything on me and everything, you know what I'm saying? So, like I said, so Batman always running into some type of technical difficulties or some shit like that and everything. And, you know, I gotta reboot my shit and this, that, and the other. You see what I'm saying? So, this is what I'm talking about and everything. Big shout out to everybody that's logged in with me and everything. Yo, check this out. I'm having some technical difficulties right now. I'm going to make sure, I'm going to try and get this back up and popping and stuff, you know what I mean? So just be patient with a brother.
Down all the way?
Yeah.
I think that's my fault. Didn't I
keep
the internet on all night?
Yeah, but I turned it off. Never mind. Don't worry about it.
Sorry, dude. I'll leave. I'll stay out the office.
I went to the one that I always go through, babe. I've been going through, what's that, Mozilla, whatever the hell. Oh, shit. Make sure this is it. Feel like we can still hear you. This motherfucker ain't connected up to the server. This motherfucker ain't loading or nothing. What the fuck? You got to fucking be kidding me. What's going on, everybody? I guess you can still hear me. I'm not sure. I'm having some technical difficulties right now. Everybody, like, tell me about your first Valentine's Day or kids' Valentine's Day. Yeah, well, back in school, you know what I'm saying, there used to be a time where, y'all remember when your mama used to have to go and buy all this candy and shit and everything. You used to have to take it to school, and you make the little Valentine's Day cards and all of that stuff and everything, you know what I'm saying? So we remember all of that from back in the day. You know what I'm saying? Now, I'm having some technical difficulties. I don't know how y'all can still keep hearing me, and I can't even pull the shit up. You know what I'm saying? I'm having problems getting to my server. So I'm going to keep this pushing. If you can hear me, hit me up on Facebook. Let me know. Yeah, Fat Man, we can hear you and this and the other. I'm going to keep working on this. People talk about, I can hear you breathing. I don't even have the phone up to my ear, so I don't know how you can hear me breathing or anything like that. But it's all good. They say, yeah, we can hear you. Okay, then, well, good. I'm glad you can hear me. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, you know, I don't know how you feel about this Valentine's Day thing. You know what I'm saying? It could be it could be overrated. You know, that's just like you notice the holidays ain't been feeling the same. And from what they tell us, this ain't even a holiday. You know what I'm saying? But it's not feeling the same like it used to. Remember, you know, just like this year, you know, Christmas wasn't the same this year. It's kind of like it was missing something. You know what I mean? And when it's missing something, you know, you don't put your all into it. You know what I'm saying? So it was like, you know, everybody wasn't really out Christmas shopping like they were and like you usually are and things like that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I think a lot of stuff is being commercialized due to the economy. You know what I'm saying? This is why we have infomercials late at night and stuff like that. I don't know what's going on with my Blog Talk Radio and everything like that. I think it's not connecting to the server. I can't even get on here. You know what I'm saying? It can kick me off totally. It's like, you know, no, nigga, you ain't getting back on here and shit like that there. So it's like, yo, I got to try and go through this a whole totally different way. And stuff, and this is a damn headache. To tell y'all the truth, this is a damn headache and everything. I can't even get back into the damn back into my damn radio show and everything because of the service not picking up. Now it's saying certain stuff, it's telling me to do certain shit, but it ain't picking up shit. You know what I'm saying? And I guess this is I hope my computer is not crashing or anything like that and stuff, but it's not picking up nothing. Well, that's good. I'm glad everybody can still hear me. I'm just checking all my connections. So I'm going to push everything in the back, make sure everything is still connected and everything like that. Just push it in. And stuff, but it may not, it may be connected, but it's just not connecting, you know. So I'm glad everybody can still hear me. this is something, you know what I'm saying? Trying to get this going and everything like that. We're going to see what's going on. I don't know. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Wait a minute. You know what I'm saying? Pushing it in. And I think we may have ignition. And we are back. Let me get some damn fucking music playing and we'll be right back. Let me find out what the hell is going on with my fucking computer. You know what I'm saying? This is going to make me say fuck Valentine's Day and shit. This and the other. See, it's always something when you're trying to do something. See, this is why we say this shit is fucking overrated. We'll be back. Wake your ass up. Do something, shit.
Call today.
this shit together, pressing buttons and shit and everything, and banging on shit and stuff like that. So we back on the air, y'all. What's going on? You got Fat Man coming to you live from Las Vegas, 8:43 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, you know what I'm saying? And we were talking about Valentine's Day and being overrated and this and the other, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people saying what happened to the simple times, what happened to, you know, being creative. You know, fellas, sometimes we got to get a little more creative. It's more to it than just going to the store and buying a card and getting flowers and stuff like that. You got to do stuff that you ain't never done before. If you ain't never cooked, then you need to cook for your woman. If you ain't never took her to the club or something like that, then you need to start doing things and be more adventurous. You know, women like spontaneity. You know what I'm saying, and everything. So, I mean, I know it got more expensive for children to have Valentine's Day in school. Back in the day, it used to cost a couple of dollars. Now it's probably running like $30-$40 to get your kid Valentine's Day shit to take to school, you know, this morning and things like that, because they want to trade the little cards and the candy and all of that shit and everything. So right now I'm going to bring my girl Tara on the line so she can give us, she can kind of give us a synopsis of where this came from. She had put some stuff on my wall, but it was, she had big words in it, you know what I'm saying? And I'm just waking up and the words ain't connecting, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that. So good morning, Tara. How are you this morning? Who are you today?
I'm just Tyra. Deactivated my Tyra account because I got tired of people looking at me.
You deactivated your Tyra account. Okay, then. So who are you today?
It was just, I get tired of every day I go on there, people talking about the same annoying ass stuff that actually has nothing to do with reality. So I just deactivated myself for a while. I'm bored with it. It's getting on my nerves. And then people
Jazz
around me, like, you said
Jazz
this on Facebook.
Jazz would say you need a name change, Savage. You need a name day and shit. Just do you, just what day you choose names and shit like that there.
Yeah, I do.
She says she do. She actually actually she does and everything. Well, listen, I know you just made a post on my wall about where the origins of Valentine's Day come from. Could you please read this shit?
Okay.
Because I can't read it. My eyes is going bad. Y'all know I ain't no spring chicken. Like I
oh, dude, I got
like
the glasses,
you know,
with the regular reading glasses and the bifocals connected.
You
ain't alone.
Okay, all right. I'll be.
You was not alone.
Okay,
I'm going to give you the.
Read to our listeners where Valentine's Day.
Hey, it says St. Valentine's Day, also known as Valentine's Day, or the Feast of St. Valentine, is observed February 14th each year. It is celebrated in many countries around the world, although it's not a holiday in most of them. St. Valentine's Day began as a liturgical celebration of one or more of the early Christian saints named Valentinus. Several martyrdom, and a martyr is a person that was murdered in the name of religion. Several martyrdom stories were invented for the various Valentines that belonged to February 14th and added to later martyrologies. A popular hagiographical account of St. Valentine's of Rome, St. Valentine of Rome states that he was in prison for performing weddings for soldiers who were forbidden to marry and for ministering to Christians who were persecuted under the Roman Empire. According to the legend, during his imprisonment, he healed the daughter of a jailer, Asterius. An embellishment to the story states that before his execution, he wrote a letter signed, "Your Valentine," as far as farewell. The day was first associated with romantic love in the circle of Geoffrey Chaucer in the Middle Ages, where tradition of courtly love flourished in England.
Sweetie, you breaking up real bad. Okay, that's better. I'll say your phone was starting up. You was breaking up on your phone.
Okay. Courtly love is when, like in the castles of England, if you like somebody, you would go to this, you know, the king's court, and you would dance with the person, and, oh, my goodness, hold on.
Big shout-out to Tara, y'all, you know what I'm saying? Everything is just going on today and stuff like that. So, listen, we gonna go and we gonna play some more music and shit, and we gonna come back and this, that, and the other. Let me play some shit. See what happens when you try to do things. And you know, I'm playing all this slow shit. Let me hype this shit up. Get this shit started. And shit. You got the fat man up here. Wake your ass up. Let me wake my ass up. Shit. Maybe I'm fucking nodding off at the wheel and shit, and I'm the fucking captain of the ship, and I'm about to take everybody down with me and shit. You know what I'm saying? So listen, we don't do it like this. This goes out to everybody. You know what I'm saying? Happy Valentine's Day. You know what I mean? And if you don't have a Valentine, just call up your nigga and go, "What's up, my nigga?"
I'ma ride for my motherfucking nigga. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side out there with my niggas, and I ain't going in. It's on with my nigga, 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 my nigga. First thing first, I love all my niggas. This rap shit cracked and I involve my niggas. You looking for some lean, let me call my niggas. He sell it for the high, I need all my niggas. Some niggas smoke, smoke, some niggas drink, drink. Got niggas on the block with the Glock, they don't think. That's a nigga back up, they in a bucket lapped up. I got to act right if you niggas wanna act up. He talking like a snitch, no, that ain't my nigga. He tripping off a bitch, no, that ain't my nigga. Take a nigga case, yeah, that's my nigga. Knowing since I was 8, yeah, that's my nigga. Fuck my first bitch, pass her to my nigga. Hit my first lick, pass with my nigga. Fuck them other niggas, cause I'm down for my niggas. I ride for my niggas. Fuck them other niggas.
I'ma ride for my motherfucking niggas. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side out there with my niggas, and I ain't going in, it's on with my nigga. My nigga, my nigga.
Dope boys, my niggas.
My nigga, my nigga.
YG, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
Rich homie, my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga.
It's the motherfucking world. You know I'm down with the niggas down for me. I got two words for your love and loyalty. It was me and my nigga.
Talking all that shit now, you know, you got to go kick it with your real man today and this, that, and the other, so you can't be on Facebook and everything trying to holler at everybody and, you know, yeah, and this, that, and the other all up in the groups and all that shit. So, so everybody putting up their, you know, happy Valentine's Day pictures and this, that, and the other. Some niggas looking like a pimp and everything. You got women posting up titty shots and stuff like that and all of that, you know what I mean? So, you know, big shout out to my girl Tyra and everything. She said she got to go help her mom move the car and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? So like I said, y'all, you know, it's Valentine's Day. I guess you, I'm all here. Yes, yeah, sweetie, big shout out to Gina from LVPPW. Yes, you are, sweetie, yes, you are. You roll with the fat man every day, you know what I'm saying? And you let everybody know that I am definitely, definitely in the building, you know what I mean? So big shout out to Gina because she damn sure be out there campaigning for me, you know what I'm saying? So like I said, you know, Valentine's Day, overrated. You know what I mean? Got everybody spending money. You got people doing shit that they don't have no business doing. You got, I know it's some guys out there that's buying 3, 4, 5 different Valentine's Day gifts and everything. You know what I'm saying? Because you got to keep them happy. You know what I mean? If you don't keep them happy, somebody else will. Trust me on that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you make sure you do what you got to do for your Valentine and stuff. But make sure you call her or him and tell him or him how you feel and everything. Yeah, big shout out to all my LVPPW bitches. that comes from Gina, you know what I'm saying? So big shout out to all my LVPPW bitches, you know what I mean, and stuff like that. You got Fat Man up in here live from Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? We are waiting for the verdict to come out, you know what I mean, and see if this man Michael Dunn is going to get any jail time for shooting this unarmed teen out there in Jacksonville, Florida. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I've been looking at the closing arguments and everything like that, and it just doesn't look good at all. You know what I'm saying? We're dealing with a new law, a Stand My Ground law. You know what I'm saying? Which is about, you know, if anybody feels fear of their life or feels threatened, they can pull out their gun and this, that, and the other and protect themselves and blow your ass away. It's called the Stand My Ground law. You know what I'm saying? I think it's full of shit. This is the law that got George Zimmerman off, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. And my thing is, like, you know what I'm saying, if you got a law that's getting people off, you know what I'm saying? Why did you even put this law into effect? Why did you even, you know, because it makes it very accessible for anyone to go get a gun and shoot someone because I feared my life and everything like that. This man feared his life because of loud rap music. That's why he feared his life, because of the loud rap music and everything like that. So rap music is causing causing people to be threatened, or rap music is causing people to fear their life now. It's music. So someone brought up a good point. If he was sitting there playing Motley Crue, Guns N' Roses, something like that, would the man react the same way? Or would he still went over there and told them to turn the music down and everything? You know what I'm saying? And then an honorary pimp. Okay then, Gina. Stuff. So, like I say, y'all, you know, you tell me. You know what I'm saying? And this just in, they're saying 5 actors who could do Tupac Shakur poetic justice on screen. They're talking about making the Tupac movie. They're saying the Tupac movie has been okayed. 2 years after he dropped out of the project, Boys in the Hood director John Singleton is back on board to call the shots on a long in-development biopic about the late great rapper actor Tupac Shakur. Tupac was the guy who planned to do a lifetime of films with Singleton, who worked with Shakur on his 1993 feature Poetic Justice, said in this statement, "His passing deeply affected my life as well as the countless people in the world. His life story is important to my generation." Filmmaker who credits also include Too Fast, Too Furious was attached to the biopic years ago, but bailed when the deal couldn't be made, which put the project in limbo. Now Singleton has signed on to rewrite and direct and produce the film. Wow. So big shout out to, you know, everybody that's getting ready to do the Tupac movie, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. I'm going to see if we can make sure we get Tara a part in the Tupac movie and everything like that. Because, you know, she going to have something to say about it and everything, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to try and make sure that we get Tara a part in the up-and-coming Tupac movie. You know what I'm saying? Gina just hit me up. She said, I feel for others' life that play country music. I may not kill them, but damn, I might beat your radio with a baseball bat. Okay, then. Well, listen, y'all, we about to take a break, and we'll be right back with my girl Tara. Tara, I see everybody in the building. I got 702-7834 in the building, 586-0841 in the building, of course, 702-8251 in the building, and area code 602-0950. What's going on? We see you definitely in the building. You know what I'm saying? We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. You know what I'm saying? And Tara's going to explain the origin of Valentine's Day. You know what I'm saying? Here we go with some old mythological shit again and everything. We'll be right back, y'all. Wake your ass up.
Never left you feeling like this, 'cause I can feel your pain. But if you just could get over it, maybe someone will look to your
Wake your ass up in the morning. The morning show, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Got the fat man up in here. 9:04 out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? And this just in on my computer. What did it say? Little Kim confirms pregnancy. Okay. Little Kim may have taken the crown for having one of the best kept pregnancy secrets ever in life. So I guess her baby is going to be anatomically correct, I would guess, and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? What is she gonna have? A roll of plastic? I mean, come on, let's be for real. You know what I'm saying? Let's be for real. Little Kim did plastic, been looking like plastic ever since she left. What's the group she used to roll with, the Locks and all of that and everything like that, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, so we're going to keep you posted with that because I want to see what this baby look like. I want to see if it's going to look plastic or, you know, first of all, I want to know who is the baby daddy. That's who I want to know, who the damn baby daddy is, you know what I'm saying? Well, right now we're going to get back with my girl Tara, and she's going to explain to us where Valentine's Day originated from. Tara, you there?
Yeah, nigga, I just found out it's deeper than what we think. You know, I Googled and it came up St. Valentine's Day about this Christian martyr who was killed. But I went back even further, and it's a Roman holiday where they were so allegedly like Halloween where you put out this food and stuff to, I'm going to read what it say. It's called Lupercalia. It's a very ancient, possibly pre-Roman pastoral festival observe on February 13th through February 15th to avert evil spirits and purify the city, releasing health and fertility. Lupercalia, subsumed Februa, where the name February came from, an earlier origin spring cleaning ritual held on the same date, which gives the month February, Februarius, its name. The name Lupercalia was believed in antiquity to invent someone with the ancient Greek festival Arcadian Lycaea, an ancient Greek wolf, and the worship of the Lycian Pan. Now, Pan is the image of the little beast that you see with the horns and the half of the horns and the half a body of a goat.
Right. Right.
And Rome was founded on the principle that Romulus and Remus were given birth to by a she-wolf or a jackal. So Valentine's Day is really some demonic shit. Real. Because even in Christianity, it's a day of the dead. It's a day celebrating the dead. Hallmark came and made it a love festival. But if you go back to it in Roman times where it really came from, where the name February came from, it's about some demonic sex shit because the people would dress up only in goat skin and have festivals and orgies and all this other love stuff, okay? So you know Roman, so more than likely it was some festivals with some naked men.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So whenever you're doing something, research, that's why I research everything, because I don't like to subscribe to stuff and don't know what I'm actually following. You know what I mean?
Right.
Valentine's Day, based in sex, is based in worshiping of Greek gods, and it's based in a demonic figure named Pan. That's deep.
Yeah, that is, because you don't know, that's what I'm saying, because you don't know, you know, what you could be so-called worshiping, what you could be supporting and things like that, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, she's right. When you do call yourself getting involved in something, do the research. Do research on everything. Do research on the person that you're dealing with, you know what I'm saying, so you can learn more about them, because you don't want to be caught up in some shit, or you don't want to be calling yourself, well, I'm down with this movement and this, that, and the other, and it's the wrong damn movement,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying, and everything like that, because you don't want to be a part of nothing that's going to be demonic or religious involved or anything like that, because people are too hypocritical these days. So
yeah, sure.
I mean,
that ain't nothing. The man who wrote King James, who wrote the Bible, got a book called Demonology. He also got a book called, I can't really break the name down to it, but in the book, he's giving worship and veneration to Lucifer and Isis and, you know, all these Greek and Roman gods. So how can you take what they say is the word of God and translate it and make people follow it for years and years and years?
Right.
You got
right.
to care. So homeboy didn't get, he had a boyfriend until he was in his 20s. And then he married his 14-year-old cousin.
Okay.
Bomb dropper. There's people throwing chairs,
wow,
kicking over
people,
walls. They done bad about King James.
Right, right. You see, people don't realize, you know, back in the day that, you know, you talk about this mail order bride and shit like that. Where do y'all think this shit originated from? Where do y'all think it started at? You know what I'm saying? People, they've been giving away, you know, little girls to men to marry and this, that, and the other for years.
Yeah.
It's just that no one has never spoke on it. You know what I'm saying? No one has never really said anything about it and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But they've been raising little girls for men for years and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean,
can wed a 9-year-old girl. Muhammad married, he picked his wife. She was 6 years old, but he didn't consecrate their marriage until she was 9. The dude who wrote the Quran.
Wow.
Yeah, they don't want to hear that neither.
That's good. No, but I mean, you know, but it's the truth, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that. So, I mean, we have to make sure that we look, you know, I mean, through years, everybody has starting to ask questions, you know, and some people say it's not good to question certain things and everything like that. Well, if you want to know, the dumbest question is the one that's never asked.
Yep.
You know, so you got to ask these questions. You got to do your research. You got to check your resources and things like that, because you don't want to be walking around, look here, I mean, white America has been telling us, you know, certain things for years. It's time to start taking your own point of view about things and stuff like that. You know, that's like they say, Public Enemy had a song, "Don't Believe the Hype." So you can't believe everything that you hear. You know what I'm saying? You can't believe it because
or you'll be led astray.
Exactly. Yeah,
you know what I mean? You'll be led astray.
Run
them
up.
Go ahead.
You can be led astray. Run them up. And everything, you know what I'm saying?
Up.
Hell, Plymouth Rock didn't fall on us. We fell on Plymouth Rock. You know what I'm saying?
Plymouth Rock, exactly.
You know
what
I mean?
If people get upset with me because they'll be like, "See, my sister," I'll be like, "Dude, that ain't true. I did the research." But see, you need to go to church. No, I don't, because I know how that started too. You know, and they get mad at me because I like to know what I'm a part of. I'm not going to subscribe to something. That's just like somebody calling you and saying, I'm going to give you this money, but give me your Social Security card, birthday address, all that, and I'm going to give you this money. You just say, yeah, without doing any research or anything, you just thinking about, you know, getting the money. You're not thinking that these
right.
people can take your information and take all the little money you got, you
right.
know? So when it comes to, if you're going to believe something, if you're going to follow a path, if you're going to subscribe to a teaching, find out where it came from. Find out where it came from. Find out what the origin of it is. You know what I mean? Because you could be under some demonic evil shit and not even fucking know it.
Yeah.
You know what's so funny? I was created on Valentine's Day and born on Halloween. So today is my
wow.
first 45th revolution in this system. You know what I mean? I was made today.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
wow.
now that I know what it's, I'm like, well, damn. You know, because Valentine's Day is a day for celebrating the dead, and so is Halloween. I'm like, what the fuck?
right,
what's so crazy
right, right.
is my mother's birthday is on Devil's Night, and my father's birthday is 7 days before that. My grandfather's birthday is 7 days before his, and my granddaughter's birthday is 7 days before after mine.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
That's why I tell
wow,
research yourself.
Crazy.
Once you research yourself, it gives you a better insight to where your life is supposed to go. You know, I tell people to do their numerology. Find out their horoscope. Find out what happened on the day they were born. Find out everything you can about yourself and what makes you valid in this realm, in this world. You know what I mean? These holidays, the majority of these holidays, like Christmas, Saturnalia was a holiday, and they get the red Santa Claus because it said that Santa would, this man would gather the bones of children, and his bag would be red from the blood of the children's bodies. You know what I mean? That's where you get the fat man in a red suit with the bag. That's because it was full of children's bones.
Wow. So
yeah.
So Santa is not a good person. Santa is a bad person.
Listen.
In all actuality,
the Roman Catholic Church, the Vatican, is called the Holy See. It translates to Santa Cities. If you change it around, it translates into Satan Seeds.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
It's that deep.
Yeah. Wow, y'all. You got a fat man in Illuminati on the phone this morning, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We're just talking about the origin of Valentine's Day, where it came from. Illa is basically saying, you know, do your research. Make sure that you research, read, background check and everything, because you don't want to be celebrating and worshiping or celebrating something that's not worth celebrating. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, you know, the internet is so vast and so wide-ranged and everything like that. I don't see why a lot of people aren't smarter than they are these days when they weren't as smart back in the day, because now you can just go to your computer,
Facebook,
type it in Google, and things like that, you know, or look it up in Wikipedia or anything and get the answer and get the correct answer, not what society and what the government is telling you to believe. Find out for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Don't take everything for face value. You know what I mean? That's like the old saying, don't let people piss in your face and tell you that it's raining. You know what I mean? So, you know, so y'all make sure y'all wake y'all ass up. You know what I mean? You got your boy Fat Man up in here. My girl Illuminati on the phone. She's telling us about where Valentine's Day came from. You know what I'm saying? If you want to give me a Valentine, a shout out, hit me up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. And wake your ass up, y'all, from Las Vegas, Nevada, y'all. Wake your ass up on the show. Let's go.
came here to get managed. Ooh, I know it's good when you start speaking Spanish. Every sexually, you're full of energy. After I'm done, you're still telling me you won't let a Gemini. Ooh, what a sex drive. She wanted it from the front, back, left, and the right. Baby, I will guarantee ya to give you everything your body's missing. Baby,
are you the zodiac freak I've been looking for, girl? You're sending me
end of the making,
and you make me sad. Are you the zodiac freak I've been looking for, girl? You're sending me
end of the making,
and you make me sad.
You got the fat man up in here. Wake your ass up. We just doing it real big, y'all, for Valentine's Day. So for all you cats out there that's just so anxious to get home to your girl, you better do it right. You can go hard and go home. You know what I'm saying? So wake your ass up, you know what I mean? Live from Las Vegas.
9 o'clock,
I'm
So meet me at 11:30. I love the way you're talking dirty. Said I'm so anxious.
Wake your ass up. You got the fat man up in here. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody, or is it a happy Valentine's Day for everybody? Because the way my girl Tyra put it and shit, we could be worshiping and celebrating something that we don't know too much about. You know what I'm saying? She was giving us some information on the origin of Valentine's Day, where it came from, where it started. You know what I'm saying? And all she said was she just put it in Google and everything popped up. You know what I'm saying? And stuff like that. So if you're sitting here listening and you're going, "Oh, fat man, y'all just talking shit," get on your computer.
Why y'all gotta ruin everything?
Yeah, you know, get on your computer.
I'm ruining my delusions.
Google, yeah, you know, and Google the origin of Valentine's Day.
Yep, that's all
you know
gotta
what I'm
do.
And see for yourself.
You have to follow. You have to use your own judgment to pick apart. And I'm gonna give you a secret to how I find out the way I operate on the network. I take a word or I think of something and I Google it. And I go to Wikipedia, and Wikipedia will give me some information on it. And then I go verify it from other sources. So people think that, oh, because you use Wikipedia, anybody can alter it. Wikipedia is the best source of information because it's not governed by anyone who's going to feed you a pack of lies.
Uh-huh.
These are real people who are scholars to add information to Wikipedia. You can't just go in and click, "I want to edit Wikipedia," and do it. There's codes and rules and regulations that you have to follow, and you have to document your sources. That's why I use Wikipedia. Wikipedia tell me one thing, and then I'll go Google it on the web because I have an accelerator where you left-click on a word, and a box will pop up, and it'll say search Google for. So I can click on any word and just automatically tell Google to find me the next link. And then I go from there and from there and from there, and I gather the information that I need, and then I post it. You know, a lot of the things I know, I already knew, you know, because I've always had encyclopedias. I got like 2 or 3 sets now. But encyclopedias are the bomb. If you don't want to be lost in this world, if you want to know what's really, really going on with you or anything else, get these kids some encyclopedias because it will feed them for years. It will feed them for years. The world would not be able to pull the wool over their eyes. You know,
right.
And as black people, what we're taught in school, a lot of the problem with the black schools is because of something that happened way long time ago called the Stono Rebellion, where the slaves had got smart because they started reading and they learned how to use maps and they got with the Indians and they escaped. And they called an uprising and they killed a whole bunch of people. So they made it illegal for slaves to read. And they made it where the slaves could only read the Bible, bring it to them by 1 minute. And if they were called reading, or if the slave master gave them a book, he fined. So of course,
You're breaking up real bad, babe. Yeah, you said because you're telling the truth, but they break it up. Girl, you crazy. You said I'm telling the truth, so they break it up the phone and putting whistles and shit in the phone. What the fuck is wrong with your phone?
Man, I got a landline. I got a landline now, old school phone, with the top radio attached to it. You don't know nothing about that.
Is the fans listening to you and shit?
Like I said, like you said that thing about Tupac, dude, the reason that movie is coming back out, because I told them what to do. I said, don't nobody want to hear about Tupac from all these other people. We want to hear about Tupac from the people who really knew Tupac.
But John Singleton has got the movie funded. He's got backers for the movie, so he's going to rewrite it, direct it, produce it, and something else. So he's basically taking on
Tupac's uncle, Kenny Black. Kenny Black got with John Singleton. Pop got a cousin named Jabril, and he was like, "I'm trying to find something to get this project about Pop together." And I told him, I said, "Look, I have these dreams, and I'm not the only one. We want to hear about Tupac from people that knew Tupac, the regular person. How does Tupac affect lives? I don't want to hear the Outlaws talking about Tupac. I don't want to hear some other rapper talking about Tupac. I want to hear about Tupac from everyday people." the lives
right.
that he affected, the lives that he crossed. That's what I want to hear.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
so they
okay.
added me to Machiavelli
okay.
Records. They made me artistic director. So, you know what I mean?
Really?
I really ain't been, yeah, because they know that what I tell them and what the relationship I have with Pac and the thing that's going on with me and Pac is undeniable because it's to the point where I can tell them something and then they'll see it in their reality. I was telling his cousin about these people called the Oneidas, and about 3 days later he called me and said, I just rode past the street and it was Oneida, because when I told him, he was like, one Ida, and he seen it.
Mm-hmm.
2 days later, I told my friend, I was like, she needed a car. I was like, you know what? Because you've given away so many cars, you need a car, you're going to get a car. You know what
right.
I mean? I can see things. And I've got Tupac captured on so many different recorded mediums, but when I share it, it's so far out that people won't even watch it. But I mean, really? I literally have his voice. I literally have his image. I literally have images of him recorded. He's dead, but he's alive. He just doesn't have a body. And people can't
mm-hmm.
grasp that concept. Well, are you trying to make Tupac Jesus? I can't speak for Jesus. I can speak for Tupac because I can see. I did it the other night.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? That's how deep this dude is running. Let me slow down because I'm getting excited. I'm turning ill. Let me back up.
Take a breath, man. Take a breath.
In 1996, I used to work for a record store in Auburn Hills called The Ultimate Connection. And he got the albums a few days before they came out, and he had two cases sitting on the counter. He said, I got Tupac, Machiavelli, and I got Biggie, Ready to Die. Which one do you want? Make a choice. And I made the choice. I was like, of course, I'm choosing Tupac because I had just had the dream. So I got them CDs. I took them to Saginaw. I was selling them 2 for $25, CD and cassette. And I moved back to my grandmother's house where I grew up at, and I was asleep, and I had this vision because I woke up, I wrote it down, and I went back to sleep. This energy said to me, Tupac went to the abode where the dead are judged, and his heart was weighed on a feather, and it was even, so he was granted the ability to operate between realms. That's what I heard, and I can see that right now. You know what I mean? He's gone.
Right.
He's physically gone, but he's still here. You know?
Okay.
Tupac wasn't
right.
just a rapper. He had to be born. He had to be cultivated in prison. He had to come through the lineage of a panther. He had to come through a woman such as a fiend. His name had to be Shakur. The name Tupa in Brazilian mythology means sun god. There's
okay.
six or seven Tupac Amarus. Tupac Amaru was a Incan tribe leader who was slaughtered. They tied his arms and his legs together to a horse, and they hit the horse, and it ripped him apart. And he said, my blood will cry out into the ground, and it will never leave this earth until I am rectified. Tupac is just the Tupac Shakur y'all see, LaSane Parrish Crook, is just an incarnation of a greater being that comes to wake people up for that generation. But everybody's like, oh, he's this rapper, he did this, he's angry, what's that? No, he was trying to tell us, wake the fuck up. It's not them that's killing us, it's us that's killing us. It's not them that's knocking us off, it's us that's knocking us off. His words are like a Bible. His words are,
right.
when he say, follow me, the new breed, the new word, the new order, he was trying to tell us. We look at his physical and say, oh, he was clowning, he was doing this, spitting on the TV, because he was so passionate about what he came for, and he was only 25, so he didn't understand it. He didn't fully understand his own reality. So in the dream, he came to me and he said, they set me up. I said, who and why would they do that? He said, I don't know, but I'm going to find out. And I walked out the elevator, and the elevator closed, and he was gone. And I couldn't figure out why he was gone and why I was so upset that I couldn't see him. And 3 days later, he got shot. You know what I mean? So I can't deny this is part of my reality.
Right.
In 2010, this little girl named Ayanna Jones got killed by the Detroit police. I think you remember that, right?
Uh-huh.
When on
right.
the TV show A&E.
Right.
When they killed her, they shot her in the house, shot her. She caught on fire, and they killed her.
Right.
Well, during that time,
they didn't know how to put her out on Facebook.
Yeah, cause, so they shot her in the head.
Right.
During that time, I had just got on Facebook. And when I seen it like made me nut up like this. I was hurt. I was like, this is so wrong on so many levels. And so I was going off, and somebody was like, what's wrong? And I was like, this happened. And these people were like way somewhere else, and they were affiliated with Russell Simmons. So they made her a page. She has a name, Ayanna Jones. Okay. Future tense. I'm doing some random research, and it was a, it's a website called something something Tupac something, and the name of the girl who said that Tupac raped her is Ayanna Jackson. It's the same name and it's the same initials. So when he when that happened, it kind of I guess it reanimated him, and I started catching these pictures of him and catching his voice, and you know just all this weird shit started happening. You know, I had put it to the back burner, like, okay, I'm crazy, I'm tripping, I ain't seeing Tupac. No, nigga, I'm seeing this nigga for real. Why it's me, I don't know, but if you look at my, if you research my name, T-Y-R-A, and if you look at it in Greek, it's spelled T-U-P-O-C. You know what I mean? So I can't separate myself from him because I'm a part of him. How it's happening, why it's happening, I don't know, but I'm a part of him and he's a part of me. And I guess I was just the only one vibrating high enough to pick him up on the frequency that he was given. You know, because he was an intelligent person. If you Google books Tupac read, he was reading some shit that niggas ain't finna just be reading. He wasn't reading Bibles and Qurans. He was reading laws of metaphysics. He was reading, you know, just the,
yeah,
the Bhagavad
Gita. Right. He was reading, you know, 20th century. You know, he was going backward. You know, 17th century,
yeah.
Like you said, before
Machiavelli.
You know, B.C. You know, people got to understand B.C., you know, before Christ and A.D., you know what I'm saying, and things like that. You know, those are significant in where and where a lot of this stuff originated from. You're right. He's going back into – people think that – people get a lot of this information twisted. This is why one of the reasons why everybody I have Tara on the show, because she is definitely showing us how to use – it's just like when you go to the library. They teach you how to use the card catalog and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
She's just teaching us how to use our computers so that they work more and be more informational for us instead of, you know, for porno and Facebook and all of that shit and this, that, and the other, you know what I'm saying? So it's like learning how to research and properly research and knowing what to pick, what to read, and what not to read. There is a lot of bullshit on the Internet that you, that can mislead you, but, you know, you have to know and know how to filter out the bullshit from the real, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's just...
You know what's weird? The internet was connected 3 days before I was born. It was called ARPANET. It was a military defense program. It was connected at the colleges at Ford Knows at Berkeley. People don't even know where the internet came from, and they're on the internet every day. People don't even know that Mark Zuckerberg, who he is, and you know what I mean? People just don't. They just go along. It's like sheep. Sheep will eat grass. The grass will be gone, and the sheep will continue to sit there and eat the grass, try to eat the grass and die because they won't go find their other grass unless they got a shepherd.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
It's sad.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
It's sad, man.
It's very sad. It's very sad. It's 9:41 out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying, y'all? We're just talking about the origin of where Valentine's Day started. You know what I'm saying? Where did it come from? All of this stuff that we celebrate, that we praise, that we mark off on the calendar and this, that, and the other, it has an origin. It started from somewhere. It started from someone and somebody, you know what I'm saying? So
usually in Rome.
You know, that's like we say, you know, don't let nobody piss in your face and tell you that it's raining because it couldn't, it may not be raining, you know what I'm saying, and everything like that.
It could be,
it could be water, you know, or it could be holy water. You don't know, but all I'm saying is, all I'm saying is use your head for more than just a hat rack. You know what I'm saying? And if that's the case, you know what I'm saying, I'm pretty sure Tara don't care and everything. So if you gon' hate, then hate on her then.
Silver platter, would it even matter? You'd still be mad at me if I could find an old thing, a dozen roses, which I would give to you. Here reality, I'm gonna be who I be, and
questioning if I still see you the same way. Cause through these trying years, we gonna both physically change. Now, don't you know you'll always be the most beautiful woman I know. So let me reassure you, darling, that my feelings are truly unconditional. See, I'll love you when your hair turns gray, girl. I still want you if you gain a little weight, yeah. The way I feel for you will always be the same, just as long as your love don't change. No, I was meant for you and you were meant for me, yeah. And I'll make sure that I'll be everything you need, yeah. Girl, the way we are is how it's gonna be, just as long as your love don't change. Cause I'm not impressed, more or less, by them girls on the TV and magazine. Cause honestly, I believe that your beauty is way more than skin deep. Everything about you makes me feel I have the greatest gift in the world. And even when you get on my last nerve, I couldn't see myself being with another girl.
I'll love you when your head turns gray.
Yeah.
Baby,
yeah.
young fine woman that you grew up to be. Your body's banging like a 400 SE. Even your attitude flows pleasantly. I remember when you was just Tanya Hall, a girl that liked to play basketball. As far as I was concerned, you was one of my boys. I never cared about my sex or yours. But if I was at your home from school, and I wanna let you know that I'm proud of you. Even when we was younger, I admired you. That's why I used to always pick fights with you. I remember when we used to call each other names, mimic old TV shows and play those childish games. Like I was your Tarzan and you were my Jane. Can we do that nowadays? And if I would've knew the girl next door,
wake y'all ass up more on the show. What's going on, everybody? You got your boy Fat Man up in here. I'd like to thank y'all for joining us today. You know what I'm saying? Happy Valentine. Happy Valentine's Day to all my BBWs out there. Big shout out to area code 602-0950 that's been rolling with us and listening to the show. I appreciate you sticking it out and rolling with us and listening to the show. Big shout out to my girl Tara, and this, that, and the other. Tara, you got any last words?
Yeah, it's Friday, so I want to give a couple shouts out. Usually don't do this. I want to shout out my husband, Chauncey Fire Designs. You can find him on Facebook. He's an amazing artist. If you need anything drawn or any kind of artwork, airbrushing, just hit me up at, I don't even know who to tell him I am. Just hit that man up, and he'll give you the hookup.
And
I want to
get in touch with Tom. Girl, that's a damn shame.
Yeah. I want to give a shout out to my homeboy, KP. You know, people used to tell me, I'm going to get you in the studio. Never did it. KP did it. You know, I want to give a shout out to my kids, and my daughter, I'll Eat Your Heart. She says she won a Valentine's Day, but her name is I'll Eat Your Heart, so if somebody gives her a heart, she's going to eat it.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
And
the television network
just called me, so I got to, you know, get off and go call my man back.
That's a whole totally different story, this and the other. That's a whole totally different story. It's, you know what I'm saying? Everything like that. But listen,
we should
man,
do a show
I
on Facebook names.
Girl, you something else. Listen, I appreciate everybody rolling with us for this, that, and the other. For Fat Man and Tari, y'all, we will see y'all Monday morning with the Wake Your Ass Up morning show, all right? Other than that, happy Valentine's Day. Be nice to somebody. Say something nice to somebody. You know what I'm saying? And take care of each other. We will see y'all next week. Peace. We out of here. See you next week, sweetie.
See you, Fat Man.
Around me, you're so silly.